Hello, welcome to our program on careers. I'm Irene Lubin, a volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona. I would like to begin today's program with an article which appeared in the Wall Street Journal on the 26th of April. The title of the article is, Tech Workers Are Just Like Us, Miserable at Work. The article was written for the journal by Catherine Bindley. Google, Meta, and Amazon are putting on demands and taking away perks. A job in Silicon Valley just isn't what it used to be. Not so long ago, working in technology meant job security. Extravagant perks and a bring your whole self to the office ethos, rare in other industries. These days, though, a position in technology looks like a regular job, and it's not just that there's no more grass-fed beef jerky in the kitchen. Instead, workers are now contending with a constant fear of layoffs, longer hours, and an ever-growing list of responsibilities for the same pay. Meta Platforms recently cut 5% of its workforce in performance-based layoffs and has put new restrictions on employee travel. Amazon.com is monitoring their employees' computers as they work. And Google is not backfilling positions when people leave some teams. It's been a stark reversal for a group that had known little but boom times when tech set the trends for workplace culture, spreading ping pong tables, off-site retreats, kale chips, and the idea that hoodies are appropriate office attire. A few years ago, the tech talent wars were so fierce that in some notorious cases, people were being hired to do virtually nothing. Now employees find themselves doing the work of multiple laid-off colleagues. Some have lost their jobs only to be rehired into positions that are not eligible for raises or stock grants. Changing jobs used to be a surefire way to secure raises. But these days, asking for more money can lead to a job offer being withdrawn. The shift in technology has been building slowly. For years now, demand for workers outstripped supply, a dynamic that peaked during the COVID-19 pandemic. Big tech companies such as Meta and Salesforce admitted that they brought on too many employees. The ensuing turndown included mass layoffs that started back in 2022. It's harder today to feel like it's sustainable working at these companies, says Andre Nader, who worked at Meta for 9 years and now advises workers from large tech companies on their finances. Up until 2022, he says, you felt untouchable. Silicon Valley companies still pay well, but some longtime tech employees say they no longer recognize the companies that they work for. Management has become more focused on delivering the results that Wall Street expects. Revenue remains strong for tech giants, but they are pouring resources into costly artificial intelligence infrastructure, putting pressure today on cash flow. With the industry all grown up, a heads-down, keep-down, keep-quiet mentality has taken root, workers say. The companies themselves are not being shy about the change in management philosophy. Meta Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg told podcaster Joe Rogan he wanted to see a return of masculine energy to corporate culture, which he argued had become neutered. Google co-founder Sergey Brin told a group of employees that February that 60 hours a week was the sweet spot of productivity in comments reported earlier by the New York Times. At Amazon Web Services, one product manager said he has not been allowed to backfill roles, even though his group within the massive cloud computing unit has taken on many more customers. And he has found day-to-day support from other parts of the company can be hard to come by, as AI work is given priority over more mundane functions. Last year, the manager ended up writing code, something he had not done in 10 years, because the team that would normally do so was not available. Amazon hires based on business needs and priorities, including backfilling open roles, according to a spokeswoman. One recruiter at Meta, who had been laid off by the company, was rehired back into her old role last year, but with a new catch. She is now classified as a short-term employee. Her contract is eligible for renewal, but she does not get merit pay increases, promotions, or stock. The recruiter says that she is responsible for a volume of work that used to be spread out among several people. The company refers to being loaded with such additional responsibilities as agility. Kate Smith spent 2 years working as a contractor at Google after having worked in finance and real estate. In the time she was there, she says her workload increased significantly and there were fewer resources available to her. These jobs are becoming like everywhere else, she says. Smith viewed the growing demands of her job as a way to broaden her experience, but she found that her perspective was not shared by longtime Googlers. People were longing for the glory days, she says. And Josh Burson, a human resources analyst who runs his own advisory firm, says the Trump administration and Elon Musk's tactics for cost cutting have added to the mentality out there that companies can do more with less. Every company I talk to is talking today about productivity, says Burson. Maybe we have too many people. How do we get our revenue per employee up, not just our revenue? As companies embrace organizational flattening, they are cutting layers of management and consolidating their teams. I'm hearing of people having 30 direct reports, says David Markley, who spent 7 years at Amazon and now is an executive coach for workers at a large tech company. It is not because the companies do not have the money. In a lot of ways, it's because of artificial intelligence and the narratives out there about how collapsing the organization is better. Layoffs are no longer a rare event either. They are a regular part of doing business. In some cases, companies post record revenue while still trimming their headcount. More than 50,000 tech workers from over 100 companies have been laid off in 2025, according to layoffs.fyi, which is a website that tracks job cuts and crowdsources lists of laid-off workers. While Amazon was less known for coddling its workers than other large tech companies were, it was still a place employees tended to feel trusted by the company they worked for and granted a lot of autonomy. Some say they are today seeing more signs that the company has started keeping closer tabs on them. Liz Gillen, who worked as a tech writer at Amazon Web Services until earlier this month, says that she noticed a pop-up on her computer that said that her screen was being viewed. Another AWS employee recently discovered software on his work computer that can track keystrokes, monitor website visits, and take screenshots. An Amazon spokesperson says the company uses programs to protect sensitive and proprietary information, not to monitor the employees. Offering the option to work from anywhere was once a recruiting tactic for tech companies. Amazon now requires most white-collar workers to report to offices 5 days each week versus the 3 days required by other tech giants. And Google recently told some of their workers who had been designated remote that they now need to return to an office 3 days each week or take an exit package. That change was reported earlier by CNBC. Asking remote employees who live near an office to return to in-person work supports collaboration, a Google spokeswoman says. Workers who try to look around for other opportunities in some cases today find that they have limited negotiating power. One woman in technology who specializes in user safety and was looking to leave her current role says that she made it through 8 rounds of interviews with one of the largest tech companies and received a verbal offer. She countered, though, asking for a 12% higher salary. She says the recruiter responded that the company didn't want to move ahead anymore based on the way the compensation conversation had gone. Tech workers are still well paid compared with other sectors, though, but currently there is a split in the industry. Those working in artificial intelligence, and especially those with PhDs, are now seeing their compensation packages soar. But those without AI experience are today finding they're better off staying where they are because companies are not paying what they were just a few years ago. Caitlin Knopp, who is founder of the software compensation startup Pequity, says many companies are now offering more short-term or non-guaranteed compensation in the form of bonuses. A company can peel back those year to year, she says. This makes it easier for that company to adjust its compensation spending. Around 15 years ago, a Google executive threw out $1,000 bundles of cash to employees at an all-hands event around the holidays. Staff at Meta long enjoyed free laundry and dry cleaning and were not afraid to stage walkouts in protest of company decisions. And at Netflix, employees were trusted to use their own judgment when it came to travel, vacation time, and parental leave. The spectacle of cash being flung at Google is long gone. A company that made bottoms-up culture famous with their Friday all-hands meeting, where employees could ask leadership anything on their minds, is now home to far more tightly scripted events. And at Netflix, there are now limits on the amount of branded company gear that the employees can order. That company has walked back parts of its parental leave policy, which had been hailed as one of the most generous in the country. Taking more than 6 months of leave is now generally considered an unwise career move. Meta, a few years ago, nixed a free laundry and dry cleaning service. Workers are now only allowed to travel 4 times a year unless granted special permission, and the budget for team swag, such as hoodies and jackets, has been reduced. More recently, the quality and the volume of the snacks has declined, employees say. The grass-fed beef jerky is gone, and a favorite energy drink is no more. Snacks and perks could seem petty compared with issues such as job security, says one recently departed Meta employee, but taking them away does degrade morale. A few months ago, Zuckerberg told his employees that participating in the company's Q&A was no longer a good use of his time, according to people who heard the remarks. A Meta spokesman declined to comment on that. And at Google, the company has slashed the fun budget that used to be put toward offsites such as wine tasting and go-kart racing, an employee says. The free cafes operate on reduced schedules today. In-person technology support has been scaled back, and employees cannot order new laptops as often as they used to. Google adjusted its cafe hours based on hybrid work schedules and made other changes in the name of fiscal responsibility as well, according to a spokeswoman who added that the company still offers industry-leading perks. In February, the company told their employees that it was eliminating their goals of hiring people from underrepresented groups. Nicholas Whitaker, who was laid off from a role in people operations at Google back in 2023, after being there for a decade, remembers the days when Google was publicly supportive of DEI initiatives. He now advises workers at large tech companies and says several of his Google clients are now hoping to be offered buyouts and have told him that they consider the culture shifts a moral injury. "I got to see the whole arc of this," Whitaker says. "What used to be the stated principles of the company is quite a bit different." The next article that I would like to read for you today was taken from the Arizona Republic, the 27th of April. "Kickstart Your Career with a Mentor." This article was written for USA Today originally by Julia Sullivan. Veteran employees can help, but choose wisely. It is not easy being a junior level employee today. You need to learn the ins and outs of the job on top of navigating a new social world, one with unwritten rules of conduct and built-in hierarchies. So long, carefree high school and college years. But the good news is that you're working with veterans who have already faced these challenges and today can mentor you. Getting under the wing of a senior level employee will make you feel far more secure in your career, explains Madeline Mann, a human resources and career strategist. "You don't have to blaze your own path," Mann said. "Nearly everything you want to accomplish, somebody else has already done before. So simply seek the people out who are where you want to be and ask them good questions." Mentors benefit too. They sharpen their coaching and communication skills, they learn to see the business from fresh eyes, and they build their legacy within the company, Mann said. So it's a win-win for them as well. That said, not every senior-level colleague makes a good mentor. There is a right way to approach coworkers in hopes of finding one. First, choose a workplace that encourages mentoring. To have a mentor, you first need to join an organization that fosters that type of relationship, and not every workplace will, said Mann. "You don't have to take a job to know it's not the right fit for you," she said. "You don't have to pay your dues for years today to finally get what you want. In the interview process, make it clear that you want to grow in your position. That is, have an answer prepared for the question about where you see yourself in 5 or 10 years. And then, when it is your turn to ask the questions, press the interviewer for information on the ways that they mentor junior-level employees. Do they hold frequent lunch and learns, or do they provide clear-cut paths for growth and promotions? That is a green flag. So, how can you spot a toxic workplace where mentoring is a challenge? If the people interviewing you allude to dues, that's a red flag, said Mann. These early years in your career are very important. Do not take any offer that comes your way just for the sake of experience. Then get to know your coworkers and pinpoint potential mentors. Once you have secured a gig, congratulations, by the way, on that, Mann encourages shopping around a bit in the company. Being open and willing to start conversations with more experienced employees. Ask thoughtful questions in meetings and be active and professional by way of emails and on internal communication systems. Just because somebody is a senior or mid-level leader at your company does not make them an ideal mentor, Mann said. If a conversation feels forced, that's a sign that you need another mentor. You won't bond with everybody there, and that's okay. If conversations flow naturally with certain people, Mann says those are the coworkers that you should consider interviewing about becoming your mentor. But don't jump right into it, she advised. A casual invitation for coffee or a 30-minute meeting to mull over a project idea is a good way to begin. A misconception is that you ask people to be your mentor, but that's not always the case, she said. Just as you don't walk up to people and ask them to be your friend. They simply become your friend due to the natural evolution of the relationship. And so make a point to have continued conversations with the people you connected with and could see mentor potential in. Next, have an agenda in mentor meetings. Though a meetup is with a professional mentor might feel casual and friendly at the outset, Mann says that you should enter it with a professional mindset and have an agenda in mind. Go into the meeting viewing it as your meeting, Mann said. You set the agenda and lead the conversation. Then after the meeting, Mann suggests full following up with a quick thank you and summary of the key takeaways. This shows that you are grateful and benefited from the time spent, she said. Mentors take great pride in feeling like they have added value to your life, so make sure they get that satisfaction. Set up regular meetups with this person. Whether you have one of the few mentors at work, one or a few mentors at work, Mann recommends aiming for a monthly or a quarterly meetup, depending on their availability, just to try to make it a recurring meeting so that you won't have to go through the whole scheduling dance each time, she said. Make sure that you record whatever advice they give you and are prepared to discuss how you will put that information into action in subsequent meetings, Mann says. Again, this shows that you appreciate the mentor's time and experience. That could encourage them to keep meeting with you and consider you for big projects along the way. Also, ask smart, thoughtful questions along the way. Being respectful of your mentor's time and experience is key here, Mann said, and don't forget your own needs. Tap into their experiences to find out if a career is really the right fit for you. If they are in a career path you want to pursue, make sure that you understand in detail what their day-to-day looks like, including the best and the worst parts of your job, Mann said. That is a good opportunity to check if you actually want their career and find out what works and what doesn't. Ask if there is something that they would do differently in their career and whether or not you lack the skills that can take you to the next level. Be open to feedback always, Mann said. Get their honest reaction to how you are being perceived in meetings on the team and at the organization. Anna Holmes is writing the column Work Friend these days for the New York Times, and the following is a question she responded to regarding a reader's dilemma at work. Underpaid with no remedy. During my annual evaluation last week, my boss admitted that two senior managers, including myself, have been paid less for years than our peers with similar experience and backgrounds. I have been with the company for 12 years already. I feel gutted knowing that, despite my hard work and consistently stellar reviews, I have been underpaid for so long a time. My former boss, who swapped roles with my current boss, is likely responsible for this, but my new boss still consults with him closely before making decisions. While my current boss has said he plans to increase my salary to help close the gap, he has not committed to bringing it fully in line with others or addressing the years of disparity. So I'm not sure what my options are at this point. I don't want to come across as too demanding, but it is hard not to feel like I have been too accommodating. If they admit to underpaying me so nonchalantly, they seem to still consider me accommodating and low risk for them, which truly angers me. From Anonymous. And the response is, you have not been too accommodating all these years because you didn't know you were being underpaid. Nothing from the past was your fault or within your control. It seems the blame goes directly to your former boss for not rewarding the quality of your work and for not making your salary commensurate with what other people at your level were and are making. I'm curious to know how your current boss communicated with the news that you've been underpaid, but I have to imagine that he revealed this to you in an apologetic way. It might signal a willingness on his part to make things right. About making things right, I am troubled by the reluctance or unwillingness to bring your salary fully in line with that of your similarly situated peers. Have you even asked your current boss explicitly about addressing the disparity in a way that involves back pay? As for your options, you have every right to come across as demanding, or at the very least, persistent and assertive about this issue. They have been underpaying you for years, and don't think I haven't noticed that both your former and current bosses are male, and that based on the name given in your email, you are female. Women still do make less than men do, 84% of what men are paid these days, and this is without even taking race or ethnicity into account. And they suffer from societal assumptions that they'll be accommodating thanks to the ways we're socialized as girls. What did you say in response to your current boss when he told you about your being underpaid? Have you spoken to the other underpaid senior manager you work with? Some states are moving to enact salary transparency laws. Is yours? Find an employment lawyer and have an introductory discussion. And depending on what your employer or boss says and does, you might want to consider looking for another job. Pay disparities can be compounded over the years, which may seem like a minor difference in annual salary does add up to a whole lot more over the decades. And you said you've already been there a number of years. Is your feeling of being passed over, taken for granted, and disrespected going to abate if your salary is brought into line or close to it with that of the others? You're still in the process of finding that out. But what you may find is that accommodations means accommodating yourself and honoring your sense of self-respect, and that you'll be better off taking your talents elsewhere. And this brings us to the end of the time that we have for our program on careers for today. I hope that you've enjoyed listening in and will enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks for listening. I'm Irene Lubin. I'm a volunteer reader. And you're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona.